club football, he pisses all over him. So
yeah. It's just Messi. We all know what Messi can do.
A lot of flair, a lot of skill.
People might forget the names, but the streets certainly won't.
Yes, people, welcome back to another episode. This one, the best competition in the world apart from the World Cup. Would you agree, Jack?
I don't know much about this competition, to be fair. I don't know what's going on in this these days.
It's true. The Champions League. So we are going to give our predictions, a few subcategories, and we are going to give our predictions for this year's Champions League. So I'm going to start our names this year, and some big names returning to the Champions League format.
Yeah, there's one in particular I'm thinking of that I don't think has been in it for 4 or 5 years, so it'd be good to see how they get on. But yeah, I don't know how much I'm going to be good on this one, because I do try and watch, you know, as much as I can of Champions League, but given Arsenal being in Europa the last few years, I'm probably more of an expert on that, but yeah, it's a bit boring to do a pod on that, probably.
Says Travis there. Yeah, I mean, Champions League, I'm not to brag or anything, but it is my favourite competition. It is, there's something special about it when you hear that music just before the game. I know it sounds cliche. It's something you get excited for, and even those shitty little games that you have, like away in Austria or Switzerland, where the atmosphere's dead and it looks all really cold and whatnot, they're the ones that you, like, when you're watching on TV, they're the ones you, like, you kind of enjoy the most. Because it was cagey and, like, you could end up losing 1-0, or you can end up battering them at 5-6-0. And it's just the shocks you can get, the big stars that play in the Champions League. You tend to find that the best goals come from the Champions League as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the big moments as well. I mean, just to list a few off the top of my head, I mean, Zidane's volley, was it versus Bayer Leverkusen?
Yeah.
Ronaldo's bicycle kick. Who was that against? Was that Juventus?
Yes, yeah. Against Juventus.
I think Haaland's goal where it hit the back of the net and you heard it. You heard the net rattle. I can't remember who that was against, but so many big moments, even like Reece James versus Ajax. That time when we drew 4-4, or another one, even Omri, and we're talking way back here, when he's playing for Arsenal and he's just dominated Real Madrid. Things like that. It's just, you don't get that in a standard weekend club competition, and it's a magical, magical competition, and I'm so glad it's back. So yeah, we're going to be running through some things. So Jack, if you want to list them off, what we're going to run through, and then we'll get kicking off.
Yeah, so we are going to run through the winner, top scorer, best player, surprise package, the flop or the biggest flop, the breakout star, the best stadium, and the best group.
Yes. Right. A little caveat before we start. There's a couple of these. I'm so undecided on a few of these. So I might say two, if that's all right, and I'll give my reasoning, and I might even, when I'm explaining, I could whittle it down to one, but in a few of these, I'll give a reason why I've got two opinions on who's going to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Right, let's
start. I've got one like that as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Right, let's start with the winner, or the winners. You go first.
Man City, I've gone with.
Every bloody year. People mention them. Go on. Why?
I just feel like it already looks like they're going to be able to rest a lot of players in the league quite early on. I think they'll probably have the league wrapped up by like April or something like that. So when they get to the latter stages of the tournament, their stars are going to be rested and stuff. And yeah, they've got Haaland now, and just think it's an obvious pick. Obviously, it might not happen, but there's a good chance I will be right on this one, I think. Bookies' favourite, aren't they? I know they are every year. I don't know if I would have had them down. I think I always used to think Bayern would win it, but probably say Man City this year.
Yeah, they've got a curse. Do you know the reason why I don't think they will do? Right, the league, I think you're right, in a league they probably could rest a bit, but I don't think they're as strong this year. City just lost Sterling, Jesus, Fernandinho, Zinchenko. I might have missed some other players, but those names there, they're quite, well, at least Fernandinho, Sterling and Jesus, they've got Champions League experience behind them. Now, they've replaced them with, obviously, Haaland, which is he's going to be the best player for them, bar De Bruyne. And they've got Calvin Phillips, who I don't think is Champions League quality. On that left side, they've got Grealish, they'll put Foden there. Again, Foden's a good player, but I don't think the hype that he gets around his name is ridiculous. And I don't think he's ready for the big occasions. And that team has a jinx against them in these big competitions. I can't see them pushing on, personally, but that's fair enough. I mean, you'll probably disagree with my one as well. So this is another one where I've got two. So my one's going to be Real Madrid. Just for the pure fact in this competition they dominate. I think they've won all their games in the league at the moment. And the depth they've got, I think last year they were in the same position as well, where they wrapped up the league quite early. They have so many players of top quality in their squad where they could just go on and just take them through to that final again. And I think with Benzema at the helm of the realm of it, I think he, I can't see anyone else but my other choice beating him. And it's going to be biased, but I genuinely think if Chelsea make it out of the group stages again, I can't see any team bar Real Madrid beating us in a cup game situation, because we were so close last year to beating Real Madrid and going through to the final. Or was it against, maybe, I think it was going to semi-finals, which I think
won. Yeah, I think you would have won. If you had beaten Real Madrid, I think you would have won it as well.
But there's a thing with Chelsea, they've just got this mentality, push on. And with the experience they've got now with Koulibaly as well, Sterling, somebody who wants to win the Champions League. I know Chelsea are going for like a little rough patch at the moment, but when it comes to this competition, it's a different ball game with Chelsea, and they seem to switch on. And there's not much pressure, I don't think, to, you know, we're not talking about holding out for a draw or keeping a 1-0 lead here. I think when it comes to cup competitions, Tuchel kind of, and this team specifically, kind of excel in those situations. And I think being so close last year, and obviously winning the year before, is going to be a bit of a hunger behind that team. And I think if anyone's going to beat Real Madrid to it, it would be Chelsea. But that's not me saying, but I think Real Madrid are going to win it. I just feel like the other team that could possibly win it would be Chelsea.
Yeah, Madrid have had a strong window, haven't they, as well? They've got Rüdiger in, and I really can't pronounce the guy's name, but
many.
Guy from Monaco, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to say because of how Chelsea are at the minute. It's kind of hard to take yourself out of that and think about the future. But yeah, I do understand why you've come to that conclusion.
Yeah, which leads me on to the next one. Top goal scorer. I'm going to go straight out of it. I'm assuming you've got the same one, or maybe not, seeing you've got City. Benzema for me.
Yeah, I considered him. I feel like on this one, I've kind of tried to look at the groups and think who's got someone really rubbish in the group, basically. So I've gone Lewandowski.
Don't they have...
They've got Bayern in there.
And Inter Milan.
I think they've also got Victoria Pleasant, who are the worst side in, for me, they're the worst side in the whole
Yeah, good point.
Group stage. But no, yes, it's not the easiest group, but I think they've definitely got the worst team in there out of them, whereas I think Benzema, Shakhtar Donetsk, not an easy place to go away from home. Same with Celtic. I think Benzema could get more goals in the knockouts than Lewandowski, but I think Lewandowski playing against Bayern as well, he'll want to kind of prove something and score there. I don't know about Inter as well. What Inter turn up on what day is?
Yeah,
they're such a weird team to predict. So yeah, I think he's got the pedigree. They both have, to be fair. They're both like two of the top scorers in history, aren't they? Outside of Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah, and I think I might be right in saying that Lewandowski has currently got more goals than Benzema in the league. So he's still bagging them in. Yeah, it's a good shout, to be fair. Next one, best player. Who have you got?
This one was tricky because I feel like because I've gone with Man City as winner, I've had to go with a Man City player. So I've picked Kevin De Bruyne, but I'm not sure I actually believe that. But I kind of had to go with... That's what happens in these things, don't they? They tend to do go to the winning team. Whereas in the Premier League and stuff, that doesn't happen that much.
Do you know what it is, though, with Kevin De Bruyne? Like, he's such a weird player in the sense that I kind of feel like he's so underrated, but so rated at the same time.
I think he's overrated in the fact that if you're talking ratings of individual awards,
yeah,
hasn't he got like two or three? He's got at least two. I think he might have three Player of the Year awards in the Prem. And he's only played like half the games in a couple of them seasons.
Yeah, but
so
I mean...
He's rated by his colleagues.
Yeah, I get it. It's a weird one because normally, traditionally, like... We're just going to go with Ballon d'Or winners and stuff. You're normally talking about attacking forwards that score a shitload of goals or dribble and stuff. And when it comes to De Bruyne, like, the things he does are so unreal. Like, the passes that he makes and, you know, the goals that he scores are so unreal. Does that kind of cloud your judgment when it comes to that, the full spectrum of... Like, what a player does during the full 90 minutes. Is he just coming up clutch in these big moments?
Like, yeah, I think if you've had a particularly good game against you, you're going to remember that more than some other players maybe. But part of this prediction is, it's generally who I think, you know, the players will vote for. So not necessarily even is he going to be the best, but I know he does do well in these sort of votes. Because isn't it players and it's players and journalists that kind of decide it, isn't it? So
it's a good shout. I mean, you can't go really wrong with De Bruyne. It's just that when I say it for the Premier prediction, it's just like. He clearly is rated by everyone, but there is a bit of it. There's an element of like, am I overrating him? Well, I can't actually explain what I mean. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I've gone for a rogue one, I think. I've gone with Neymar.
Okay.
Now, there. I mean, he's doing unreal in league at the moment. He's scoring goals. He's assisting, etc. He seems to be working well with Mbappe and Messi.
Are you worried about that World Cup at all? Because if Brazil win it, then what's going to happen to him? Is he just going to be on full-on party mode?
That's a point, isn't it?
I mean, you could say that about any Brazilian player, probably. And even Lionel Messi and stuff. But...
That's a good point. Well, how I don't know what the gap is between the World Cup and the next Champions League game.
Probably a couple of months.
Yeah, but
it's not that. It's just like as he
his mentality.
That's his biggest achievement. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. we'll get to the World Cup predictions. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I've not considered that, because if you think about it, City, Haaland's not in the World Cup, is he? I mean, a few of the players probably won't be. Some of these clubs, I mean, that's a Bayern Munich, I assume. I don't know, but with most of the players probably being German, that's going to probably affect them.
Yeah, German and French, a lot of them. So, but they'll all be in the squads, yeah.
Barca, I mean, they've got like Christensen, who's Danish. Is Denmark in the World Cup? I'm not quite sure. And then, obviously, Koundé, who I assume is not going to be a starter. Lewandowski, I don't know, Poland in the World Cup. So they might have a good shot, actually, if you're thinking about it. But yeah, no, I haven't thought about that. But yeah, it could be a factor in him, in his performances, knowing him. And obviously, it was that traditional month off in like March or some shit for his sister's birthday. But I don't know, I feel like this year, because he needs to get that move, or he wants that move. And just the way he's been performing at the moment, I think he's going to do quite well.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Surprise package. So I broke this down to two things personally myself. I've done club and player. But I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I've just done club.
Yeah. Honest.
But there is a couple, I suppose. So there was the one, really, is, I hate to say it, at Tottenham.
Is it because of their group?
It's partly because of their group. But then further to that, you'd think all the English teams are also going to win their group. So, yeah, they're probably not going to... Well, they're not going to be able to face any of them. But the people that are in the English teams' groups that are coming second aren't really any good either. Or not that good. I think they'd probably beat all them, and it just seems like what might happen, like with last year, Kane and Son not starting the best and just growing into themselves and getting better the other side of the year. And even though Conte's not got a good record in Europe, Tottenham do have quite a good play style for a cup team.
Yeah, it's a hard one with Tottenham, isn't it? Because what they have done this year as well is brought the likes of like Perisic as well, who's got experience. And you're right, Kane and Son do all of a sudden turn it on. I feel like there will be a push, obviously, within that group. If they win that group, it's going to give them that extra push. But they have been in situations where they've had quite an easy group and they've been knocked out in a group stage, haven't they, Tottenham? So it's
Tottenham's
turn up. And I mean, Conte won't accept that, I don't think. But you would have thought the same, I think, with Jose, wasn't it? Who position? Yeah, it could be. It could happen. So I've gone for club wise. I've gone for Marseille. So in that same group, actually, funny enough.
Yeah.
Because I don't think people expect them. I think they know. Obviously,
I think they'll qualify. Yeah, I think, and they're the fourth seed, aren't they? I think, but yeah, they should qualify. I reckon.
And they're not bad. They're a decent team. And I think given the right draw in the group stage as well, I think they can go a little bit, like, I think they can go past, probably get through to the last 16 as well. And maybe push on. The thing is with Marseille, I mean, again, I might because I've followed them not quite a bit, but I know a lot of their players, and they're now players that you would recognise.
They've got Alexis Sanchez. Yeah, they've got Tavares.
This that Jonathan Klaus is quite good, who Chelsea wanted. There's a midfielder in there. He's supposed to be pretty mustard. Gerson, I think his name is. I think they've got Alexis Sanchez now. So they're not like a really... Yeah. What I'm trying to say is Marseille, nowadays you'd probably think, all right, they're guaranteed to go out, drop out into Europa League and that's it. Whereas I think they've got enough to take them through past the last 16, get a decent draw, and then probably get knocked out. But yeah, it will surprise you in that aspect, I think. The other club I was going to say is Celtic, because you can almost guarantee people write them off completely.
But
they're getting some good results in the Scottish League. I know everyone's going to say Scottish League, but they're literally winning like 9-0. They beat Rangers like 4-0. And my player to look out for, as in the surprise package, is Jota from Celtic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he started off really well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a top player. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in the Prem. Yeah, I feel like in that, because he's got Real Madrid in his group stage, and Leipzig, they're going to be like in the spotlight. And I think with Celtic being, you know, traditionally like a Champions League club, they will turn up and they won't just roll over, as what people think. And Jota, being their main man, I think will surprise a few people. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a goal at Bernabeu, to be honest. But yeah, that's my surprise package. Right. Flops.
Yes. So, I mean, just kind of by their name, Ajax, they've sold so many players this summer. I don't think they're that good anyway. And I can't see them getting out of this group. Liverpool, Napoli, Rangers. I could see them finishing bottom in this group, potentially.
Yeah.
Because Napoli is another one that, I guess, after Tottenham, is probably the one that could be a surprise package. On their day, they can beat anyone. I think they're top of Serie A as well at the minute.
I think Napoli are what's his name? I can never say his name. Osimhen, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a quality striker. And if he's, I don't know, actually, I think he might have gone, actually. Ruiz, I think he's gone to PSG.
They've done some, yeah, good business. Yeah, he's gone there.
But they have still got some good players, Napoli, and I think they'll do well. But yeah, I think you're right, Ajax, they got rid of Antony, they got rid of Martinez, almost off their Alvarez as well.
Yeah.
It's like the core of the team. But they still have some good players, and it's still Ajax at the end of the day. But yeah, with the name Ajax, you would expect at least for them to get through to groups that past the group stages. But funny enough, you say that group, because one of my two flops, again, told you at the beginning, I'm going to have a lot of doubles, is Liverpool. They are not doing well in the Premier League. Van Dijk is not the same player he used to be. Their injury rhythm, and I think the World Cup's not going to come at a good time for them. And there's something fishy about that club at the moment. I can't pinpoint exactly what it is, but they're not the same like Liverpool that you would expect it to come up like up against within the last year or two. I don't think people fear them anymore. And
it's funny because you were so high on them like a month ago, and then they just.
Yeah, but it's,
I've started so poorly this season.
Yeah, this is the thing, and you know, opinions. You know, it definitely changes throughout the season, and I thought, yeah, you know, they got bloody, what's his name, Nunes up top, and Diaz looked like he was on fire. Salah, I mean, I don't know what's happened to that guy. He's a shadow of a man. He was. Trent is being found out. Van Dijk is just not good at the moment. And it just reminds me of a club that they're not. And the problem is they're not even going for a transition. That's what. I can understand if there was new players being integrated with the team. If there was a new coach or something. There's not. It's exactly the same team that have been built like this for years. And there's a certain way of playing. They know where to pass or who to pass to, where they're going to be positioned. But they look a shadow of that, and I don't know. You know, I don't know if they can recover from it if they carry on getting beaten like this.
Yeah,
9-0 the other day, but that's against a really poor performing Bournemouth, who sat their manager straight after, and it's just like...
Are Bournemouth above them, though, now?
Potentially. I'm not quite sure, but...
Yeah, I don't know. They're probably not too far away.
But I mean, so it's one of those ones where I feel like it's just going to continue. It's not going to... I feel like it's not going to be a good season for Liverpool this year. People say it's early to write people off and solidify your top four or whatnot. But I think I've got a good idea of the teams that are going to be up there. Liverpool will be up there. I'm not going to say that they're going to be completely shit, but I feel like they're going to struggle a lot more than what they've done in the past. And in a Champions League, we've already seen that they're susceptible to like getting beaten at Anfield, like Atletico Madrid. I've seen, like, is it Midgetland one time?
Yeah.
They've got the knack of losing in a Champions League. And they've been, I personally feel like they've been hyped up quite a bit from a Champions League win and a one Premier League. People compare them to the likes of City. City not spots off them. And if they're going on a downward trajectory at the moment, if it continues, and I can see like a Napoli beating them and the Rangers on their night at the, you know, Ibrox. I think that could be a tough.
Yeah,
tough,
especially because it's all British as well. Like, it's almost like a derby at that point.
Yeah. So that's why I think Liverpool. My other one, it was Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
They're not doing well in the Bundesliga at the moment as well. And I don't know, losing Lewandowski is a big hit. It's a big character in that dressing room gone. So yeah, but I just got a feeling that they're going to not be as good as the Bayern that we all know. But that Bayern that we all know is long gone. I mean, how long ago was it since they were? Did they win it before the year before Chelsea?
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I've kind of always had Bayern in and around it, but they're nowhere near it for me this year. Like, I think Barcelona have got a great chance of topping that group.
Yeah.
That they're in, so, yeah.
All right, breakout star.
So I've got a couple, right? So yeah. I don't know if this guy counts as a breakout star or if he's already a fully blown star, but Rafinha.
No, I'd say you're right. I think, because he's not playing the Champions League, I think that counts.
Yeah, I just think he's so good. But I've watched him a lot over the last couple of years at Leeds, and he's just miles better than anyone on the pitch. And yeah, he can just do it all, really. And he's not a luxury player either. Like, he does put the miles in, tracking back, pressing, things like that as well. And he's just going to be real help in that Barcelona attack. But another one I've got as well, I've heard our friend Anglo-Italian Pod talking about this guy quite a bit, so I sort of checked him out. But it's Napoli's new signing, so he's basically Insigne's replacement. He's a Georgian winger, it's hard to pronounce his name, but I think it's basically Kvaratskhelia.
Kvaratskhelia?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or Kvaratskhelia, maybe. And yeah, he's started off quite well at Napoli. He used to play for Rubin Kazan, who once upon a time were in the Champions League and doing quite well in there. But he's the sort of best player for the Georgian national team already, which I guess isn't much of a challenge, but to do that at a young age as well. And yeah, he started very well in the Serie A this season, so I think playing in Napoli, he's going to do good in this competition.
Yeah, he's already got 3 goals in 4 appearances for Napoli. Alright, that's a name definitely to look out for. And I like the shout for Rafinha as well, because yeah, he hasn't done it at this stage. But he is a top player. He's already ripping it at Barcelona already, isn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've gone for, again, I don't know if this counts. I don't know whether he was. So I've gone for an AC Milan player. You probably know who I'm going to go for. Rafael Leao.
Yeah, you've been linked with him, haven't you, for a little bit.
Yeah, and even before that, I was watching some of your games and stuff. He's skillful. I don't know how tall he is, but he looks tall. He looks like a centre mid, doing all these skills and getting beating people for pace. He's very accurate in shooting. He's very clinical. I think he's going to be the next best thing for Portugal. He's going to be a big star. And I don't know whether he's a star yet. I may be slow to the news. But I didn't know much about him. I knew of him, but I didn't know much about him on the world stage. I wouldn't be putting him up against the likes of bloody Sterling I just couldn't think of a winger. Mahrez or whoever. Whatever. But I wouldn't be putting him up against these players because I didn't really know too much about him. And he was a good player, but and I feel like with AC Milan being in the Champions League this year, and in a group where I feel like they could qualify with Chelsea, I think he's going to do some bits in that league, Champions League. And I think he's another one where we want to prove something for the World Cup initially, and then obviously after the World Cup, if he's done well in that team. Is Portugal war in the World Cup, right?
Yeah.
Did they just qualify?
They did that playoff where they beat, is it Macedonia or someone? North Macedonia?
Yes, because in the back of my head I was thinking, I'm sure there was something to do. But anyway, but after the World Cup, I think he want to maintain, if he gets game time, even if he doesn't, I think he want to maintain, like, make his name a big name. And I think he's under Jorge Mendes as well. So I think he will be a star, like a major star in future, whether it's bloody with AC Milan, Chelsea, Real Madrid or whoever. But I think this year in the Champions League, this is where you're going to really step up and set up and see what he's capable of on a big stage, personally. But I don't know, does that count? Because is he knowing enough?
Yeah, I think he's the same level as Rafinha, so if that counts, then...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, best group.
I've gone with Group A, which is the Liverpool, Napoli, Rangers, Ajax group. Because, I mean, they all play quite good football. You've got an all-British clash in there. I think Rangers, it would be interesting to see, like, for example, Ajax going to Rangers with what I presume now is going to be quite a young or inexperienced side. I'm not sure they'll be able to handle that, actually. And with Rangers doing so well in Europa last year, they have got a little bit of pedigree.
Yeah.
Even though they've not started the season that well, and I already sort of said I think Napoli will do well and Ajax will probably flop, but I think there's some good ties in there. Ajax Liverpool's two of the biggest sides in Europe, so not two of the best, but two of the biggest. So yeah, I think there's a lot of good matches in there.
Yeah, name-wise, this is like the best league. Yeah, you couldn't ask for... Like, these are massive teams, aren't they?
You
couldn't really ask for a bigger named league. Group, sorry. For me, I had them down, definitely, as my number one, but I'll just name the second one. I went for Group C, so Barca, Bayern, Inter... I don't know.
Arguably got the biggest names as well. Definitely the three of them.
But I think maybe because we're British, we know about the Rangers, Liverpool, and obviously Ajax being so close, and Napoli I don't know. Napoli are iconic. Is it mainly Maradona?
Yeah, I think it is. But I think they did win. They have won like European trophies. Not the Champions League or the European Cup, but I think they won at least one UEFA Cup. You know when they had the, was it Mars?
Yeah, yeah.
Sponsor? Yeah. I think when they had that, they won it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, some that Group A is probably the best. But, yeah, Group C probably comes close with those three. I don't know who plays in R, though, the fourth team.
Oh, they're a Czech side, I think.
So, yeah, that probably ruins it in terms of the names. But, you know, that's not bad as well. Barca, Bayern and Inter. Barca, Bayern's going to be quite nice seeing Lewandowski back at Bayern Munich. Inter, I think they're a bit of a shadow of the team they were a few years back when they won the league. I don't think they're as good as they used to be. So, yeah, it'd be interesting. But, yeah, Group A is definitely the one to look out for. Right, I think we both agree on this one, because we were talking about it before the podcast, but best stadium, we've gone with Celtic Park.
Yeah, got to be.
Yeah. That on a European night, I don't think you can beat it.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, it's the rivals, but you kind of saw a glimpse into what Scottish football fans are like when Rangers were in the Europa League. In Scotland, football is fucking everything, and Celtic, that is the pinnacle of like passion at Celtic Park. It is absolutely nuts. And with them being in the Champions League, I don't know how long now. It must be over 5 years, at least. I can't remember last time Celtic were in the Champions League.
Yeah, I think it was about 5 years. And the last time they got out of the groups would have been ages ago, because they always used to get out of the groups, because it was such a leveller to have that home crowd. They always used to win like at least two of their three home games, and then they'd only really have to win one away game or something to go through. And I think that could happen this year. Like, there's teams, they're in the Real Madrid group, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think Real Madrid will not have a problem with them, but I think the other teams could really struggle with that atmosphere. And you've heard a lot of players say about playing at Celtic Park and how difficult it is.
The thing is, you're right, the atmosphere is crazy, and I might be completely wrong here, but I don't think the likes of Real Madrid are going to expect to come to like a place like Celtic and understand the magnitude of the club, because they've been out of it so long. That makes sense. So, I mean, I'm just checking.
Barcelona would, though, because Barcelona have played Celtic a few times.
Barcelona, yeah. they lost to Messi, like, get humbled at that time. And were they wearing all black?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
they had like 20% possession. They won.
This is the thing. So yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out when they. So is it 2018? I think they was in the Champions League last.
So 5 seasons.
But yeah, I mean, before that, you're talking 2013 is the last time they actually got to the qualifying rounds, the last 16, sorry, and they lost to Juventus. So, I mean, yeah, but that place is going to be absolutely rocking. And I hope to God that they get through, because it'd be very interesting in my household. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting one, isn't it, this year?
Yeah.
Some big names, big.
Yeah, I've got. I think with Celtic and Rangers in there as well, I think there's going to be more sort of people from the UK, like neutral fans, watching than normal.
Yeah. I mean, what are the chances of an all, like, how Is it possible for, like, past the last 16 to be majority British? I don't know how they work.
Yeah, it could be, yeah. As long as... Yeah, if they all... Because if they all get through... And you've got to think, all the, say all the English clubs won their group.
Yeah.
And Celtic and Rangers come second. As long as Celtic and Rangers didn't draw an English group in the next round, if they both then won, you'd have six British teams in the quarterfinals.
That's mad, isn't it?
Which, that's eight teams then.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
It would be. To be honest, I mean, there used to be a lot of years back in the mid-noughties where we used to have four English teams in the quarters, so that's half the teams.
But yeah, we never won it back then, like back in the early noughties.
Yeah, normally Barcelona or something like that.
Yeah, I think hopefully those days are gone, but Rambler's the only one's going to snap at that. Anyway, that's our predictions for this year's Champions League. Right, people, that's Champions League. All done, predictions all wrapped up for this year. Now, it's your job. You need to share, subscribe, and follow us on the socials at FTDoll Podcast. The main thing you've got to do, what you got to do, Jack?
You've got to remember to keep it.
FTDoll.